Welcome. We are a mother-daughter podcast about all things surrogacy. Together, we have brought 8 beautiful babies into this world, and we would like to share our knowledge of surrogacy with those who want to educate themselves on the topic. This is Stop, Sit, Surrogate.
Welcome back to Stop, Sit, Surrogate with Kennedy and Ellen. We have a guest today. I will let her introduce herself. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm from California, and I'm a 2-time surrogate.
2-time? How fun!
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Are both journeys all done, or are you currently pregnant?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm done with the surrogacy, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, how fun.
And wait a minute. And when you say you're done with surrogacy, hang on just one moment. Are you done with surrogacy?
I think I maxed out.
Oh, you're okay. Kidding.
We'll get into it. Okay.
Okay. So first of all, the question we always love to ask, how did you find out about surrogacy?
Yeah. Okay. So it started out in high school is when I first ever heard about surrogacy. I have a friend, her mom was a surrogate. And we didn't know. And we're like, oh, Brie, you're gonna have another sibling. Is it a boy or a girl? And she's like, well, it's not ours. My mom's a surrogate. And I was like, whoa, that is the coolest thing ever. And I always kept it in the back of my mind, like, I want to do this. Like, it felt like a calling. So once I had all my kids, I got my tubes tied. And I was like, hey, this is the time to do it. And I met a gal in my MOPS group, and she was going through the process. And so it just kind of started the path to my surrogacy.
She was going through the process of becoming a surrogate, or she was going through infertility? Surrogate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being a surrogate, yes.
Okay.
She was doing an application part, and she's like, I can let them know for you and give them your email and stuff. So I was like, yes, that's perfect.
Great.
How cool. So you went through an agency?
Yes.
Okay. And did you know who you wanted to work with, like when it came to IPs? Or were you just an open book? You were just like whoever.
I was really just like an open book. I was pretty much down for whatever, and just you know, I didn't really have that much knowledge. Yeah. But I was very interested and just kind of learned as I went. So
did you end up staying with that agency that you originally, you did? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
For both journeys, Jessica?
Yes.
For both?
Yes.
Okay. That's nice to know. Cool. That you liked them that much that you went back, right?
Yes. Okay. I really, really liked them. They were very supportive. You know, they had their own personal experiences. The person who has the agency is actually a surrogate herself. Her and her IP actually created this agency together. So I thought it was really cool. And you know, it's local, and I got along with everyone. It was really
nice. Great.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Puts it on the right foot.
Now I'm curious. We don't ever ask this question anymore, and I'm kind of beating myself up that we don't ask this. Did you get to pick your IPs or were their profiles sent to you first, or was yours sent to them first?
You know, I'm trying to think. I remember getting, okay, so for more of my second journey, they presented me with a few profiles.
Okay.
And I think with my first journey too as well. And we just kind of like both agreed to, you know, we think these people would be great with you. And it just worked out. So
Okay, great. So you felt like you had a say in who you got to match with.
Yes. Yes. Okay. They gave me options. Yeah.
Perfect.
So that was nice.
That is
nice.
You should always have options.
Yeah. And last work for me to do, since I wasn't really sure what I needed to do and where to start. So
No, that's great. And then okay, so you guys meet. So when does your first journey start?
Right. That's what I was gonna ask.
So I applied in 2019 and right before COVID, I got matched that December, 2019. Okay. And so it kind of, I don't know, for me, COVID didn't really stop too much.
Okay.
I don't think, since it was at that point where you got to go through legal. I was still able to go to my medical screening. That was like before everything shut down. So I think I just squeezed in there at the right time. And then, while everything was locked down, like that was legal and medication. So it just fit the gap really well. So
That's great.
it didn't really, not too much. Yeah.
Okay. So when
So
was your
when,
transfer?
my transfer was the following year. I had one transfer in June and it failed. And so then I had to do the SIS again. And then I'd had my second transfer November 6th
Of
of
2020.
2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did
And
you
that one,
Oh.
that one was
that one
the
took,
okay,
yes.
that one took, okay.
Did you say SIS?
I think that's what it's called. Yeah.
What is it?
Saline, the saline, where
The
they
same.
stick the salt water, the saline.
Oh, that fun
Yeah.
stuff. Hysteroscopy or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Hate that.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, the first time was fine. The second time I went through a different doctor that wasn't really like up to date in the process. So they used a balloon and that hurt. Yeah. It
Ow.
was pretty uncomfortable. Yeah.
I've heard of the balloon for dilation to like when you're going to
No.
give birth, but not when
Look
there's no baby and you're not progressing. Like that's painful. No thanks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ow.
it was
Yeah, that is weird. That's
Okay,
old
so
school.
I have questions now. Okay, so one embryo was it,
Yes,
and
one embryo.
yes, and was it tested?
One.
Yes.
I don't think it was. I'm not sure if it was.
All
See,
right. So who
I
do you end
didn't
up matching with? A heterosexual couple, a gay couple, a man, or just one? What do you
A
do?
heterosexual, yeah. They're from China.
Okay.
Yes, they were awesome. We still talk every once in a while. They are amazing.
That's so sweet.
How's the language barrier?
We talk through WeChat,
Yeah, okay.
so it gets, translated.
Translated.
But yeah,
Awesome.
it's a funny story. The mom actually got pregnant, technically a month before my transfer the second time, and they didn't say anything until the it was May of the next year. And she's like, "Well, we're going to be having a baby in June." I was like, "What?" So it was really cool.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. So how far apart are those babies?
They're almost exactly a month apart.
Oh crap.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
So, yeah, mom had the one she was carrying in June, and I had the one I was carrying in July.
my God. That's so
So
cool.
that opens up a whole nother. They have to
Oh.
come over for the birth. Does mom and this new baby come or just dad?
So with COVID, and with mom just having the baby, she stayed behind. Dad was originally going to come, but with COVID, he didn't get to come out until about 2 months after the baby was born.
Wait,
And
okay.
by that time,
Do you
Jessica.
wait, you give birth in 2021. Am I
One.
doing the math right?
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Do you keep that baby for 2 months?
No, they had a nanny over here in California for about a week that watched him. And
Okay.
then he went to Portland, and stayed with like a Chinese nanny over there until dad was able to come over there and
Isn't
then
that
stay with
weird?
them.
Who
It's
transported the
so weird.
baby?
I think it went through my agency. I think something, because I went through a fertility clinic in Oregon. So
Okay.
I think they had something kind of set up over there too for the nanny situation.
That
I know, I felt so bad. Like, you just worry, like, is he
little
gonna be
guy. Oh,
okay? Or, he's all by himself, or just, things
yeah.
go running through your head. But dad made it over there about 2 months after he was born. They
Wow.
stayed over there for about a month
Yeah.
until they were able to go back to China. And the day he went back was exactly 3 months after I had him.
What?
So.
So the mom doesn't meet in person her new baby boy for 3 months, and dad doesn't meet him for about two.
Yep.
Do they have a boy on their own or a girl?
They are both boys.
Oh,
That's really nice
Yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
blows my mind. It's so cool that she ended up getting pregnant. They always say that when the stress is right comes off, or you're adopting, or you end up getting pregnant. It's like so crazy. Wow.
Well, we say it's cool. Some people I know, like some surrogates might, I mean, as much as happy as they are for the mom, like I think a part sometimes, I'm just speculating, is what I've heard through the windmill or whatever it's called. You know, sometimes it's like the specialness of what you thought the journey was going to be kind of changes just due to the fact that it's like, okay, well, now there's, you know, this isn't just their only baby. Like, it's fantastic that they're having a baby. You know what I mean? Like, did you feel a little bit of like a nudge? Not awful, not awful nudge, just
No,
like a.
actually, no, not at all, because she was just like, I appreciate you so much more, and I don't know how you did this, but it just makes me so much more grateful that you are doing this for our family and helping us grow. Because that, for me, that's the thing. It's like, some surrogates are there to start your family, but then, we're here to make them grow.
Oh, that's really nice. I
So,
love that she had that appreciation
I really
for
like,
you. That's awesome.
she was very thankful, and just, it made me just feel like, oh, yay, we had our own little thing going on. So,
I
really
have like
cool.
1,000 questions. I'm just gonna chill. But okay, one of them though, did you ever meet them in person?
No, we're still. I know the last time we chatted, once things calm down, they're hoping that they can come down here and visit. So I'm still hoping soon they can do that. So,
Oh, wow.
hopefully, maybe one day I can go to China.
Yeah, it's so cool.
How did your pregnancy go?
Yeah.
Like,
With this pregnancy, it was really good. It was my longest pregnancy I've had out of like all my pregnancies, and my smallest baby I've delivered,
So let
and
me
the
stop there for a second.
fastest delivery I've ever had.
When you say all your babies, how many have you had? Just yours, your own children.
I have four of my own. Yeah, I have four of my own.
So
That
that's why you
and
say you
then,
maxed out, because you had two more for surrogates. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay.
Number six.
So wait, go back to that where you said it was
Right.
the longest pregnancy. So how long did you carry him for? How many weeks?
I carried him for 38 weeks. I think it was 5 days. I usually, with my own kids, I carried them until 37 weeks. And one of my kids was actually at 38 weeks, 4 days. So you just beat it just by a couple days.
And then smallest baby or biggest baby? I'm sorry.
Small. Yeah.
Smallest.
Smallest. He's
Big.
the smallest little one.
How
Six
much?
6 pounds.
Okay.
Six
Wow.
pounds.
That must have been easy.
Yeah.
And then your
And
fastest
my
labor?
two of my kids were 8 pounds. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I almost had him in the car.
Oh my God.
Okay, wait, we have to talk about this story. All right.
Jesus,
So
God.
how does Labor Day go?
Yes. Yeah.
So let's rewind it back to, I think I was 36 weeks, and I got my membrane stripped, and I was like,
At
okay, it's gonna
36.
happen, yeah. I
That's
think, was it
early.
36?
That is
Yeah.
early. Why
I
was that
think she asked
decided?
because I was already starting to dilate.
Okay.
And I think that's the reason why she's like, do you want me to? I can. I was like, okay, might as well. And then my mucus plug, it like partially came out. And then like a couple days later, more mucus plug is just coming out and like nothing. And it's around 4th of July. And I'm like, baby, just stay in there until, after 4th of July. And then like, I think that following week, we're going to have like Taco Tuesday. I was like, we are not missing out on these tacos. Stay in there. You won't regret it, I promise. So baby stayed in. And it was actually, I had a doctor's appointment, and I felt like a pop early in the morning. And I was like, uh-oh. And sure enough, my water broke. And I was getting ready. I told my husband, hey, you might want to start getting up, kids, and the hospital is about 30 minutes away from where we live.
Jeez.
And over here they're doing all kinds of construction on the freeways. So it was crazy. We as time was going, I was like, whoa, we need to go. Like, my contractions are getting intense. I was like, I almost feel like I have to push. I was like, we gotta go. So We get on the road. My husband's just flying down there. I'm like, don't stop, just go. And like, he's like, I'm not gonna kill us. You know,
oh my
I was like, just
gosh.
Run the red lights. It was insane. I was taking off my seatbelt as we're getting closer. I was like, you need to pull over. I have to push. Somebody call the ambulance. Like, it was getting so intense. And you know, I'm just like, I have to push, I have to push. He's like, no, you don't. He's all, we're almost there. So we like drift into the front of the hospital. And my husband goes in there. Meanwhile, my parents are running towards my car. My kids are all in the back seat too.
Oh, Jesus.
My
I was
parents,
gonna say, where are they?
Yeah. My parents get to the car and my kids are just sitting there just staring like, oh my gosh. And then my husband comes out with all the nurses in a wheelchair and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta push. Like, and they're like, okay, come on. I was like, no, you don't understand. I have to push. And so they ran me down to the delivery room.
Yeah.
I got on the bed. I pulled off, you know, my undies. And I was like, I have to push. And the lady's like, no, you gotta wait for the doctor. I was like, no. I've been waiting, holding him in for like the past 25 minutes. And my doctor thankfully walked right in. It's like, no, let her push. So we got there at 6:55 and I had him at 7:01.
Oh, girl. Oh, dear God.
Oh. It was so intense. And like, I didn't get no hospital gown. One nurse was trying to put an IV in my arm and I was using that arm to like, you know, bear down and the IV just popped out and there's blood squirting everywhere.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like,
you're not,
ma'am, now's not the time to be putting in the IV.
Yeah, no, we're just let you do your thing first. Then we can get to that.
Exactly. So, but yeah, he came out, I think like, you know, one, like probably two good pushes and he was ready to come out.
Did you do skin to skin with him because nobody was around, or did you?
You know, I didn't. They put him in his little where they weighed him, they cleaned him off and stuff like that, and you know, got him all cleaned. And then I actually was able to hold him.
Okay,
but it wasn't just like skin to skin
right away.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
then so
I got to hold him.
If nobody's there. How does that whole thing go down? Like, you've had a baby, you've done this before, you're like a pro at it. Like, you probably could go home in like 15 or 16 hours.
Yeah.
What does he room in with you? Does he go to the NICU? What happens?
So originally my case manager, she came and they're supposed to have a room for her, but during that time, all the rooms were packed. So she had to go get a hotel. And, you know, they asked me if the baby can stay in a room. And I said, of course, yeah, that's fine. So he got to hang out and we had our own little slumber party. I got to take care of him until the next day. Yeah.
You still want to sleep and recover, but that's sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. I was like, well, we made it this far. So, especially with the situation. So,
yeah. During that time, do your kids get to come and say hi, or are we still in COVID protocol? Because it's like November 2021.
Still COVID protocol.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Still pretty strong COVID protocol. Okay.
Is your husband?
Yeah.
Get
so
to
they
stay
didn't
with
get.
You?
They did. Yes, he was there.
Okay.
He got to stay, and he got to hang out with him as well. So that was nice. I think at that time they're just barely allowing, you know, one person. Yeah. You know, you're. Person in there, so that was helpful.
No, yeah, definitely helpful.
So I know we already went through the birth and stuff, so now I have like a couple of backup questions. How were your kids and your husband with this, since it's your first journey, right? How and your extended family?
They're good. They were very supportive. My husband from the get-go, like, he knew I wanted to do this, so he kind of, you know, he married into that. He was fully prepared, so my kids, you know, they had questions and, you know, they understood very well. They're very well about everything. They knew it wasn't a brother or sister coming home with us. It was mom helping out somebody else's family and helping them grow. And mostly my youngest was like mostly attached because my older boys, they're just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
But my daughter, she was very helpful and just like, oh, no, baby. And because she was still kind of. How old was she? She was about two to three.
Okay.
Around that time. So, but she enjoyed it.
Yeah.
She knows, everyone knows who the baby is. And
yeah,
they actually got to, the case manager came by my house so that way they can meet him and
Very
take
nice.
pictures. And yeah, so it was nice.
I
So
love
the
that.
and
Case
then
manager took custody of the baby when he got out of the hospital. Yes. That's
For a moment,
tricky.
yeah.
That's tricky because
Yeah.
there's like papers must have had to been signed or something because that's guardianship or conservatorship. That's tricky. So she takes ownership of this baby and does what with him? Like,
Took care of him. I know she took him to like his follow-up appointments.
okay.
And you know, just yeah, she even sent like a picture of him in a wrap when she's at the office and stuff, you know, just cuddling babies.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And then he goes with a nanny is set up at some point for like a week where you are, or basically where you are, and then to Portland.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And
Whew.
the day before he left, we actually got to go up and, you know, say our final, you know, well, I shouldn't say final, but we got to say our
Yeah.
goodbyes
Right.
right before he left. So it was nice. So I felt like I got like a lot of closure, and
Yeah.
I got to meet the baby and hang out and, you know, give him
Yeah.
back.
Yeah. And give him back. I love how you said that. Yep, you're giving him
Give
back.
him back.
Absolutely. Were you asked a lot? Like, because you have four kids, because I'm just going off of my mom, right? She had three kids. I was definitely the kid that was like, not our baby. Like, I thought that was so fun. But I know, but it's the assumption since there are so many kids already by you, is everybody congratulating you and saying, woohoo, like another baby. And how are you feeling?
Or like, oh, your hands are full. I was like, no, you know, my heart's fuller. So,
Oh, that's a
oh,
good one.
yes. When you
Love
hear it so
it.
much, it's just like, all right.
Yeah, pretty
But
much.
I was really open, just like, oh, you know, no, it's not mine. It's somebody else. You know, I'm a surrogate. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And then, oh, I know a friend that did that. And just, you know, it was a really good conversation starter. So
So most feedback you got was positive, or would you say all was positive?
I would say all my feedback was pretty much, I think the worst feedback I've ever gotten was just like, oh, you're doing it for money, huh? I was like, oh, no. And even if I was, you know, it's none of
None
your
of your
business. You go to
business.
work
Yeah.
to make your money, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
exactly.
That's a little ballsy for somebody to say that, but oh well, I don't know. Okay.
I've only
2023.
had one person say that, right?
Okay.
Only one person said that. Well, that's good that only one person said that. So the majority was good. Like 99.9% was good. So we like skipped.
Exactly. It was all positive.
Yeah. We skipped like to the end. Like, how did your medications go? Kind of what regimen were you on? Were you injections? Were
I
you
had to
pills?
take injections.
Okay.
I first journey I had to do injections, baby aspirin, prenatals. I did the Lupron, I did the Delestrogen, the pyo injections. With my second journey, I did instead of the Delestrogen, I did the patches with that one. So that was like the
Okay.
only difference I had with that.
Did you do
But
suppositories,
yeah,
progesterone, or no? Or estrogen,
first journey,
excuse me.
yes.
Yeah, right.
No, not
Progesterone,
estrogen, just a
right. Sorry,
progesterone.
I said it right the
Yeah,
first time.
that was after transfer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like those. Those were
No, those are
no fun.
nasty. Yeah, no. Those are nasty.
Yeah.
I have yet to find a person that's like signed me up. Like, and
Right.
did you give yourself all your own shots, or did your husband help you or your kids?
So with my first transfer, I did my Lupron injections, and like it took me forever just to build up the courage. And then once I did it, I was like, huh, that's not bad. But as far as like the, you know, the pyo injections, I was like, I don't know if I can reach back there. So I had hubby do it. And then the transfer, you know, it didn't work. So the second time around, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it myself.
You.
And it wasn't bad at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
It's mind over
didn't,
matter.
needles don't bother me.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Good.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness.
You just have to be committed. When you're ready to put it in, you just have to put it in. You can't just be like Mr.
Just
Slow Go. Yeah. Put it in.
Exactly. You can't do slow and easy. It's just like, just pop it in, pull it
Put it
out,
up. There
rub,
you go.
rub, 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 rub.
There you go.
Rubbing and heating.
Oh, heavens, no.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
No way.
so that baby's born in November of 2021.
No,
Gosh,
no,
not
I
November, no.
that was a transfer.
Oh, that was a transfer. Babies. Oh my gosh, then that makes it even shorter.
Yes.
Babies born in July of
Yes.
2022?
Yeah.
Wait, and you had a
No, no,
second?
no, no,
No. You had that wrong, Mom.
Okay.
No, baby was born July of 2021.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
I was like, oh dear God. Okay.
No.
But then you go do another second one, right?
As soon as I went after my 6 weeks postpartum checkup, I applied once again. And like, okay. I was like, yes. Yeah, but I still had to wait, about a year to transfer.
Oh, a year.
Well, actually, no, about a nine months if you have a vaginal delivery. Yeah.
Okay.
So I matched with these IPs. They are amazing. They're local. And we just had so much in common. Like her husband and my husband, we just had a lot in common.
Okay,
And
that's great.
they actually already have they already had four kids. And their youngest child, they used a surrogate, and they had two more embryos left, and they wanted to give it every chance of life. And that's
Okay.
kind of what pulled me in because I'm like,
Wow.
who am I to say, how many kids you should have? Yeah, I get
Right.
you already have kids, but I wanted a big family. Why can't they?
For
So
sure.
that's what also just led me to them. It was like, this is cool, and they're closer. So it was
Yeah.
definitely a whole different experience having someone closer here.
For sure.
And so we transferred their last two embryos, and they both took.
Stop it, girl.
Yeah.
More power to you. High five. High five. Wow,
Oh my gosh.
that's awesome. Were you down? You obviously were down for that. You would have never said, "I'll take the two." Like you were okay with it. Are
Right.
any of your
Yes.
kids multiples? Any of yours? Or are they all singles?
No. All singles. Yeah.
Then that must have been really
So
cool to carry twins.
it was definitely different. It was probably my most complicated pregnancy, but it was good. I still enjoyed it.
Okay.
Say I had a sclerotic hemorrhage or whatever.
Oh, the
I think
hematoma?
yeah, the
Hematoma. Yeah.
hematoma. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I
Wait.
had it with my first journey too, but
Oh,
I also
okay.
experienced it this one too. So it's definitely an IVF thing.
And I've noticed that they don't like sit you down and be like, so one of the side effects that you could experience is abnormal bleeding. Don't worry, this might be a subchondral hematoma. Like, and besides,
Exactly.
because we all jump to holy crap, like we're having a
Your
miscarriage.
miscarriage.
Like, I because and a
Oh,
lot
yeah,
of us
just.
haven't had a miscarriage before, so we're gonna go extreme. We don't want it's just a whole situation that doesn't need to happen, and it's like as simple as like, show
Exactly.
me that this is a possibility, please. But
Yeah.
when did you have your transfer then? Because I want to get the timeline. So
I
you
oh,
had
sorry,
baby.
sorry.
Yeah, no,
Jumped
you're
the
good.
gun.
No, you're good. No, that's
I
cool.
had we did the embryo transfer on June 21st
Of
of
22
2022.
to
Yes.
2022. Okay,
Yeah.
so
So just before a year.
those babies were born in 2023 then, yes?
No, they were actually born in 2022. So
Sorry. Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Baby boy, he actually his water broke. And so I went to the hospital because
Wait, so you have a subchondral hematoma,
That
right?
cleared up.
Okay,
Yeah.
that cleared up. Were you on
Yes.
bed rest? Because you had
Yes.
twins. Like,
Yeah.
okay.
I was just on like light duty
Okay.
rest. And then a couple weeks later, I started having really heavy bleeding. Like it was worse than the hypogammaglobulinemia one.
Wow.
And so I go to the hospital and they do an ultrasound and all that stuff. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, are these babies okay? And it turned out like my placenta started to tear. So it was like at risk for a placenta abruption. So that's when I went on bed rest for a few
Oh,
weeks.
oh my gosh. And you have four kids. Is it written in your contract to have help?
Honestly, I don't remember. I know I can get like, cleaning service. They give me like allowances to do that and stuff.
Yeah.
But thankfully my husband, he was able to like take time off work or, we had
Nice.
friends come help. So
That's nice. And so,
it worked out. Yeah.
at what week then are you put on bed rest? What week?
I think this was,
Guesstimate, you know.
I want to say 22, I think, 22 weeks or
Okay.
so.
Okay.
Yeah. 22,
Yikes.
it's anywhere, I think it was like 22, 24 weeks, somewhere around
Yeah,
there.
sure.
And
I mean,
then,
'cause that's scary with the placenta starting to tear. That's really scary.
So I was just
Right.
like, oh my gosh. So I was in the hospital. I want to say I was there for a few days, and then I went home. I was on bed rest for a while. And then, things started clearing up, the bleeding started to go away. And then next thing you know, like I'm in bed and I just feel this gush, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And it was clear. And I was like, my water broke. And
Right.
I panicked because last time my water broke, he came so fast.
He
So
did.
I'm like, oh my gosh, what if these babies come super fast too? And I'm like, and I was only, tw I was 27 weeks. I was
Wow.
27 weeks, 4 days.
Okay.
And so I drove myself to the hospital. It was like in the middle of the night. And I went there, they checked me in. The doctor, confirmed that it is, my water did break, and that we'd probably have to do a C-section. And
What? Because they're so little?
my local hospital, huh?
Well, I was wondering why a
I'm sorry.
C-section? Because of your placenta situation?
The sac,
You know, I
the
think it was just because it was twins, and his sac was already broken and hers wasn't. I don't, yeah,
water.
he was like,
And
something like this,
infection,
we'd have to do a C-section.
right? Because infection can set in for mom, for mom and baby. If you don't deliver within a certain amount of time after the water does break, but they couldn't just take the one and leave the other one. Like, that's a difficult situation. Yeah.
So what the local hospital that I went to, they were not equipped for preemies. So they're like, okay, you're gonna have to go to Fresno. Do you want to go by helicopter,
Yes,
or you
please.
do you want to drive there? And well, the thing is about the helicopter, they'd have to, what was it? I would have, they would have to fly the helicopter over there. And the helicopter was like, they were busy. The helicopter was not available, at least for another hour. So, and Fresno is only an hour away from us.
Oh.
So my husband's like, no, let's go. Just, we're gonna drive. And he got me there real fast. My aunt and my parents came through to come in and watch the kids and, get them ready for school and stuff
Very
like that.
sweet.
So we drove to Fresno. We went to one hospital. They checked me and they're like, okay, you're gonna have to go to a different hospital where they have, I think, another level of NICU that would be
NICU.
more suitable for the babies. If,
Right.
if you're, yeah. So,
Yes.
I got checked in. Basically, it's just like the plan was just to hold them in there at least until 34 weeks. And so I stayed there a couple days, and then I had just had lunch, and I went to use a restroom because the way the babies were positioned, the way they had the monitors, it was like, one time I'm in that position, I can't move because then they'd lose their heartbeats or whatever on the monitors.
Right.
So I went to the bathroom, and when I was wiping, I felt the little guy's leg just, it just came out. His leg was
No,
sticking out.
Jennifer.
So I was like, I think I need to be checked. And she's like, okay. And then she checked. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, he's coming out. I was like, oh my gosh. So they rushed me down the hallway all the way down to the operating room. And basically they had to, it had to be an emergency C-section. I had to go under anesthesia.
Oh my
And I had just eaten, I just ate corn.
Yeah.
And like I was telling them, like I'm laying down, they're trying to put the mask on my face. I'm like, I can't breathe. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. They're like, okay. And they gave me a
Right.
bag. I couldn't throw up. And they're like, okay, just lay back down and just, you're gonna go to
Oh
sleep.
my
We have to
God.
get these babies out. And next thing like I closed my eyes, and like I had this feeling of being awake. Like I was able to feel everything that they were
No.
doing. And I
Because
can,
you
I
only
was
got
seeing.
masked, right? You didn't get spinal block, right?
No spinal. I could, the lady literally had to keep her hand in my vagina while we're being wheeled down to the operating
No,
room.
to keep him in.
Yeah.
Wait,
To
I
keep.
have so many possibly inappropriate questions right now, and I'm sorry if this is TMI. Do they
No.
push him back in?
No, she held her hand in like my vagina canal to keep the pressure off his umbilical cord so he can still get oxygen flow. She literally had to be hold her hand there until I was placed onto the table.
Oh, this is like what you see on TV. This is wild. Okay. Where's your husband?
So
Is he with
he's
you?
waiting out there. He couldn't
Okay.
go in the operating room.
But
Yeah.
he's with
He was
you.
there. Yeah, he was there
Okay.
at the hospital. Yes,
Because he drove though. He drove you.
yes.
So you just get the mask.
So
You just get the you don't get any spinal block where you're numb from the waist down.
nothing.
Yeah, no, you felt
Yeah.
it, girl. Yes, you
Yeah,
did.
I
But you're
felt.
asleep. You're asleep. It's an
Yeah,
emergency.
I was asleep,
But
but I
she's
can
not
hear
numb.
everything. Yeah. I felt
It's an
everything.
emergency. It's get
Yeah.
them out or they all die. Like,
Yep.
get them out. Yeah, I totally had a friend who
Yeah.
had to go through it too. Oh my God. So you
Yeah, it was
felt it.
crazy.
Wait, continue. I
And I
am
was
so
trying,
invested.
right? I was trying to like scream and I was trying to
Yeah.
move and like you
Oh.
can't move because you're pinned to the table
Straight
and
down.
like I'm trying to open my eyes and I'm freaking out and I'm like I can feel it like I'm trying to scream and then like I start moving different parts of my body and then I start moving my leg and then I hear the nurse, she's moving her leg and I was like yes, I was like I'm
Yeah,
moving my leg
I'm
and I'm like oh
communicating.
yeah,
Yeah,
they're like she's moving
yep.
her leg and then I just kind of let myself try and like just relax. And the
Oh
next thing I'm being brought out of the anesthesia and just, I was just crying. I was a mess. I was like, I felt everything. I can hear everything.
God.
I felt the
Traumatic.
fluid. It was, yeah, it was really insane.
That's
And
a
I was
little
like, I was
traumatic.
moving my foot. And the nurse was like, yeah, I saw your foot moving. And I was like, yeah. So
So do
it was
both babies make it out?
yes.
And okay, at 27.4 is what we're
At
at.
28, I was able to stay there, hold them in until 28 weeks, 5 days.
Okay, so almost
Yeah.
29.
So,
Okay, that's not bad. Okay.
Barely made it into the third trimester.
Okay. I just
So,
want to say, hold on, because you're talking about these babies and I have to talk about you, because like,
yeah.
what the heck? Awful situation. So sorry
Oh,
that you were put through that. That is so traumatic. Are you like how were you? Like, yes, you were you, I can't even speak right now. I'm like, I don't even know how you I don't even know how you comprehend what happened when you wake up.
right. Well, the lady, she one of the nurses, she came, she's like, I understand that you felt everything.
Yeah.
She's like, I guess they give you like a medicine to make you forget. She said I couldn't give it that to you because you're aspirating while you're under, and it's because I ate the corn. I
Right.
ate lunch and then like that happened. So she's like, I had to keep you going because you were just throwing up everywhere and I had throw up all in my hair and it was bad.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's
Yeah.
so dangerous, though,
So,
to throw. That's when people
yeah.
aspirate on their own and they die because they can't breathe. So you were in a very, very, an emergency situation, not just because of the babies, but because of you too. Like, it sounds like this medical staff was on their shit. I'm sorry, but it
Totally. They
sounds like they were
were.
on
Yeah. They
it.
were.
Okay.
They were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the parents when this is all going down?
They actually were renting a B&B over close by. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Did they? They were in a, they got a little trailer and they were hanging out. They took their RV and went to like RV park just to be nearby in case the babies were born.
Okay.
So, we called them and let them know like, hey, this is happening. And me and the mom, we already kind of knew like this could have been a scenario because we asked the nurse like, I think the day before, like, what are the different scenarios that can happen? So my husband's on the phone, like, oh yeah, Jessica's said the water, the his foot's out. I was like, tell her it's the hand thing. We have to do the hand thing or whatever, because we knew that the nurse would have to keep their hand
Oh,
there.
yeah.
So yeah, they got there, I think right after the babies were born and went over to the NICU with them and stuff.
Is this your first C-section? You've had all your children vaginally? Oh, Jessica.
Yep.
Oh my God,
Yeah.
I'm
What a
so
way to
sorry.
end pregnancy for you.
Right. I always said like the reason why I picked twins, I was like, I want a, final, big bang or whatever, but
Right.
it was a lot.
So Does anything happen to the placenta, or does it stay just that small tear? Do like
The placenta, it actually, there's no more problems with my placenta. It was actually fine.
okay, so it's just
So,
that he came and she had to come too. Okay,
yeah.
so they each have their own
Okay.
placenta, so I'm assuming it was his that was tearing. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. Wow. So how long are you in the hospital? Probably 4 or 5 days, maybe longer.
Actually, no, I think I was, I'm trying to think. I had him the 17th. I was out, I believe the 19th. Yeah. My mom's birthday is on Christmas, and it was his 60th birthday. All my family was in town. And so I was like, I want to be home with, my family. Like, if, I don't have to be in the hospital. So they're like, if you can walk and be able to walk on your own and stuff. So like that night, I started walking and just, I just
And you,
faked it till I made it.
you
But
love
no,
it. You're
I was,
so funny.
it
See,
hurt, but
yeah. C-section. That's huge muscle they're cutting through. That has to. Yeah, it's major surgery. So like the fact that you were out in 2 days and you were walking, girl.
was an emergency surgery. Let's add, like, emergency C-section, not
Well,
just
that
a normal C-section where
no,
they
yeah, I know.
do all the things.
That's why
This
she
was
couldn't
like
get the spinal
right.
block.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
So
spinal block would have.
they were born December. December.
Yes, December
Okay.
17th. Oh, yeah.
Okay. How big are they? Do you remember how big?
One was 2 ounces, 11 ounces, and then, or I'm sorry, 2 pounds, 11 ounces, and then
Okay.
2 pounds, 12 ounces.
That's
So
not
they're
bad
pretty
for
good weight.
20, almost 29, Jessica. That's pretty good.
They told me,
Yeah.
like, these babies are actually really good size right now. So I was, that made me feel better and,
Yeah,
just
I got
help with a little
goosey
bit more
bumps on that
comfort.
because that's really good size for that time frame. Yeah.
What's their NICU time and stuff? Like, are they having trouble breathing or anything?
So I think I'm trying to think. Baby girl had a little bit of trouble breathing, I believe. I can't really remember.
No,
But
you're
I
doing
know
really
they
good. What happened, girl?
stayed there for a couple months. I believe it was the end of February, early March. One got out in the end of February and the other one got out like the beginning of March, I believe. So
Okay.
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh.
So.
And the couple, were they supportive of you? I mean, they've already had their four kids. They already, obviously, she was in that hospital with you because you were talking about a scenario. They were on the phone. Yeah.
No, they came in, they brought dinner one night and just hung out. They got my family and I like a gift card and stuff, and then she was always at pretty much all my doctor's appointments that I had. So she was always there. So it
Yeah,
was really nice.
that's
So,
great. That's
and then
awesome.
when her husband was able to, he joined too, but
Yeah.
it was a lot of support, a lot of,
Good.
texting,
Love
so
to
it
hear that.
was,
Love to hear that. So important because not only are their babies in crisis, but you were in crisis to get those babies out. Like you deserve some love and attention from everybody too. So I'm hoping you got that. Sounds like you did.
Yes, I did. She was just like, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. We are all fine. Like, it's
Thank God
okay.
you were at that hospital. Seriously.
I'm glad I did not stay at the one I had because that would have been really bad.
I mean, at first when you were telling the story, I'm like, oh my gosh, how annoying. This woman is like practically in labor. Like her water is broke. She has twins. It's early and they're shuffling her from hospital to hospital. But like in the end, thank heavens they shuffled
You
because
needed to be there. Yeah,
that was the
excellent.
place to be, clearly.
Because
Oh my
it
goodness.
was a little like, oh my gosh, they told me to go over here and now I'm being, ambulance
Yeah.
right over here. And I'm just like, ah.
Too much.
So,
Too much. So babies are born in December. Okay, so we're not quite at a year. It's about 9 months-ish.
They just turned 10 months yesterday. So,
But I'm more concerned with you. Like, how are you
how are
doing 10 months
you?
after?
I am definitely doing better. At
Good.
first, it was just, it was definitely a shock. And like, I grew up having like sleep paralysis and it was very similar to me,
Oh.
in that way.
Yeah.
So it took a little bit for me to just kind of like, okay, like you're okay, like calm down, or this is reality, you're not
Yeah.
asleep.
Oh.
And so, but
I was just curious, did you feel or seek like therapy or anything like that for this?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh, well, you go,
Yeah.
girl. You are
I
so
just,
strong.
like I
You are
said, like I said,
strong.
it, I just really connected it
Strong.
to like having sleep paralysis and not
Yeah.
being able, like, you know, you think you're awake, but you're not awake. And that's mostly what kind of like stuck to me. I was a little bit more jumpy, my husband said. He's like, you're so skittish now. Like, I already am,
Oh.
but I was just more skittish.
Yeah.
It's like,
That was
what?
traumatic.
Yeah.
Untraumatized, like thinking about
you?
it. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
it's the most wild birth story I have yet to hear. That is it's crazy. I don't have to tell you how crazy it is. You lived it. Like,
Right. Right.
oh,
Yeah.
I'm just happy that you're okay. Babies are okay, but like that you're okay. And like
Yes.
you got to go home and be with your babies. Like that's,
Yes.
you
So
know. So
I
how
was
does
very
the
happy.
agency handle this? You're do they jump in and provide support to your family? What do they do? Because you're with
They
them like
offer,
every
you know,
day.
they do offer, like, you know, if you need to see somebody, like
Okay.
therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
They asked me. I said I was fine. You know, I was just
Yeah.
kind of going through it myself and just kind of
Yeah.
processing it my own
Yeah.
way, I guess. So, but their therapist is amazing. The one that I went through with my first journey. Oh, she's amazing. So I know I could reach out to her if I needed
Good.
anything. And then, you know, case
Good.
manager and everyone be like, we hope you're okay. You know, if you need anything, reach out, checking in. How are you
Nice.
doing? So
Good.
very
Good, good.
supportive.
Good. I do have a question where it comes like in the differences. So your first journey, because your couple wasn't here, like you're just couple, they were
Yes.
overseas, right? So you didn't get that. The thing that everybody talks about, like, oh, I got to see them meet their baby. But I'm
Right.
assuming, well, I don't want to assume. Did you get a little bit more of that feeling though this time around, due to the fact that the parents were there, you got to kind of be like more present in that moment?
I think it's probably in a way the same because the first time I've seen them with their kids was through a picture.
Oh, okay.
Since, you know, they were in a NICU and then
You didn't get
I
to go to
was,
the NICU before you
I
left?
actually did. Yes, I
Okay,
got to go see
good.
the NICU. Yeah. But the
Good.
parents weren't there at their time because they had to go take care of their other kids. And,
For sure.
you know, they're like, of course you can go see them. Please go see them. And I was like,
Oh,
okay. So
good.
I got to go
That's good.
visit them a couple times. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
So,
That's
good.
interesting. So the first time you saw the unit together, the two babies and mom and dad was in a picture.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
But your
that's
relationship
interesting.
with them sounds a bit deeper than your first journey. Yes. And, you know, with my first journey, I was totally okay with not having like a super close bond because I didn't know it was my first journey and I didn't want them to feel obligated or just like or get overwhelmed or just, you know, I didn't want them to feel like they always had to send me pictures or always text me and stuff like that. And just, you know, I want them to enjoy their family,
Yeah,
you know, and we speak every
absolutely.
once in a while, you know, holidays and stuff like that. So I was happy with the communication with the first IPs. And then, you know, with the second IPs, same thing, you know, we're definitely a lot closer. I'm still actually pumping milk for them. So I see them monthly. Yeah.
Very
So
cool. You're that's beyond. That's
yeah.
like heroism right there. Like seriously, that takes a lot because you're
Yeah.
pumping around the clock, right?
Yeah. I've because after my first journey, I pumped and I donated for the preemies. I only did that for 6 months. And then this time I'm pumping for them. And I only pump 4 times a day. And it's plenty of milk because I was like, I'm gonna sleep. I wanna sleep.
Yes,
So,
right. Sleep.
you know, when having my own kids, I need those gaps.
Yeah.
So, but luckily I produce quite a bit, so
Great.
I'm happy with that.
And those
Yeah.
babies are probably incredibly healthy because of your generosity. I bet they are. Yep. That's so
Mom's like, the doctor says they're so good. Like,
cool.
this is so good for them. And I think that's what keeps me motivated because sometimes I'm just like, all right, I think it's almost time. And then she's like, the doctor said, you know, this is really good for them. You know, they're, you know, see the pictures and they're all chunky and
Yeah.
healthy looking and stuff. So it's just,
Oh,
it It's a good motivation. So hopefully I make it to a year.
Yeah.
Is that your goal?
Yeah. I told her at least a year because she's just like, whenever you're ready to stop, just let me know and we will be fine. And I was like, okay.
That's
so
cool. That's great.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And now you work in the surrogacy industry, huh?
You do?
I do. I am a support coordinator for my agency now. Yes, I absolutely love it.
I bet you do.
So do you work? Is the agency you work for, is that the agency that you went through?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Well, do you want to share their name?
Yeah, give a plug.
Yes, Kindred Surrogacy. They are amazing, but a great group of women. Very supportive and fun. So.
Yep. I had reached out to them previously and then Jessica found out like who I was in the process. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my gosh, wait, her and her mom do a podcast. And so that's how Jessica's here.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the girl, you should have just reached out. We'd love it. I wish I could go like person to person, but I don't want to like invade people's privacy. So I'm just like, if you guys want to share your stories, come tell me. I don't want to be like, you have a story. Like,
right. No, and see, I was like, I don't know how it works. I was like, I don't know. Do they just kind of randomly pick and stuff? Yeah, I was like,
anybody.
I love to follow. Yes.
It's anybody and everybody.
We like any and all stories. They're the best of the best or the worst of the worst or anywhere in between. Like, it has to get out there so people can understand that it's
exactly
these things happen.
I would have
so
never
many different things
known that like what happened to you could happen. Like,
I didn't
either. You're yelling to your husband, it's the thing with the hand, the thing with the hand. It's like, wait, what? The fact that that had to be a sentence in a conversation just
exactly. It's just like, I don't know, maybe it was just a way like us asking, like, you know, okay, so here's a preview about what's to come tomorrow. So a little heads up. And those I never thought I'd be riding on a gurney with someone's hand in my vagina. Right? Well, you know, and we're just like, you know, we weren't in like a labor and delivery ward. We're just in a regular, so people were standing out there walking around. And I was just like, oh, yep, hi.
Right.
But the nurse was very, cautious. She was covering me so that way no one can see. But it's just so.
Right.
Wild. I know if I saw that, I'd be like, what?
What happened? Let me follow that. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Okay. What is this? Like, what's going on?
Well, I am so glad all of that turned out, I think, so well. Like, babies are doing well. You're doing well, it seems. Like,
yes.
Ooh, but how scary all of that. Oh my gosh.
It was.
Everything had to align. Like for all that to work out well, you know?
It really did. I really felt like it did. It was just the timing and everything. It was just, it worked out. Just.
You had somebody watching over you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Jessica, do you have any advice for anybody who is like, hey girl, I want to be a surrogate?
Do research. Ask questions. Yeah. Lots of questions. I would say even talk to a surrogate personally, you know, what was the pros and cons of it, you know, what's the worst experience you had, what's the best experience, you know, just try to get all ends of it. And just because there are things that is not spoken about often, or, you know, it should definitely be pulled, you know, everything, then, all the nitty gritty.
And that it's okay to ask questions. It's not like you're going to be disqualified for asking a thoughtful, intelligent question, or just because you want to know. And I think a lot of surrogates are just, we talk about this too. They're all yes, 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 yes. We just want to please. We want to do this so badly that we don't want to make any waves or rock any boats.
Right.
Exactly. And
just be confident enough to speak up. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
Step up for yourself, speak for yourself and your family. Just, you know, you have a choice.
You do.
You know, if that one doesn't work, you know, there's somebody else. That's
correct.
You know, there's always a way.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so
much
for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Yes. Lori will live in my mind for eternity.
Wow.
So crazy.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you for having me on here.
Absolutely.
After the first one, I was like, okay, the second one, we went even better. She had him in 3 minutes instead of six or 10.
Right?
Right.
Nope.
Wild ride.
Just like total U-turn on that one.
Oh my gosh.
But what a story you have to tell. That's it's completely awesome. It really is. So thanks. Man,
thank you
for
so
joining.
Much, Jessica. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah.
You too. Thank you. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.
Holy cow. I will never be able to comprehend what just happened.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah,
It
amazing.
is insane. I'm so happy that we've said it multiple times, but I'm happy that you're alive, Jessica, and that the baby
yes.
is alive and that
and
everybody
babies
is
are
healthy
good.
and well. But like,
The
holy cow.
outcome that that could have happened, it was like
But
a
not even,
180 on the other
I mean,
side.
yeah, but the fact that it even did happen.
So many things had to come into place, and she knows, and she said it beautifully. Like, yeah, she was in the right place, right time. They had her back. Thank God.
Wild, wild, wild.
Yes.
All right. Well, if anybody has any stories, they do not have to be crazy, I promise. But if anybody has any stories or any questions that they'd like to share, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at stop period sit period surrogate. And this has been another episode of Stop Sit Surrogate with Kennedy and Ellen. Bye, you guys.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to give us a like and subscribe. Also, check the link to our YouTube channel in the description.